we have an even more special guest. Peter Rafter is here. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Peter and I know each other because we've done stuff together on stage, and I wanted Peter to come in and have a chat because he is a great example, in my humble opinion, of a talented person who is good at what he does but always wants to improve. And he's a great actor already, but he's studying the art and the craft at uni and wants to go on further and further and deeper into the subject. So I just wanted to have a chat with Peter, because it's a bank holiday and weekend, about all that. So, Peter, first question, how did you get into acting in the first place?
Yeah, well, as a child, I was always kind of interested. I don't know why, I was just always interested in being on stage. I always remember kind of I did a sort of 80s themed performance to a bunch of parents, and as children, like, we had no idea about the 80s. It was more for the parents to just sort of have a laugh. But I remember playing the doctor and had no idea what I was doing, but it was just so much fun. And you know, did all nativity plays, of course, which for children, that was quite a demanding rehearsal schedule at the time, actually.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it was always kind of a natural inclination for me. I don't know why. I was just always...
It doesn't run in the family then? Is it just you? Like, mum and dad do acting?
No.
Or no?
Well, my mum's very much about psychology. She's done a degree in psychology, which I think psychology and acting go hand in hand. I just think acting is the sort of more creative implementation of psychology, perhaps, like studying people.
Okay.
So that happened as a kid, and for many years I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. But I remember I studied performing arts at GCSE, loved it, got 2 A stars. Ooh. Toot my own horn, but there you go. And then I went on to A level to do it, and it was only in A level that I was like, you know what, this makes me happy in a way that nothing else does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why, it just does, so I want to take this as my career. And it's a huge risk, but I'm passionate enough about it to take it further.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people will have seen you on stage on The Isle of Wight. Well, I know that because you've been in a couple of things I've done.
Yeah.
Can you just tell us a bit about that and your things that you've done here on the island, just to start with?
Yeah, sure. Well, with my high school, when I was still studying, I did an extra year's thick form. I did a musical called Bring It On, which was a kind of cheesy cheerleader type musical. I had to speak like this a lot, kind of on the microphone, kind of annoying and like very messy.
Yeah.
Is the best way to describe it, but so much fun and such, you know, just kind of light-hearted performance, nothing too deep. And then of course I did Appointment with Death with Origins Theatre Company, which is run by Kevin.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun as well, very different vibe from the Bring It On. So
tell us what character you played in that.
I played Raymond Boynton.
Yeah.
The kind of spineless coward that he is, but very, very fun role. And
yeah,
nice contrast between Bring It On and Appointment with Death. To kind of, even before I went to uni, I was very interested in exploring my range as an actor. On a light-hearted scale, on a serious scale, all these different emotions in between.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have Wake.
Yes.
Which is all about belief systems, and if you haven't seen it, you should, on 23rd of April.
Well done, well remembered.
There you go, that's what I'm here for. Yeah, so that's a very kind of... That has a nice juxtaposition in it with... There's a lot of light-hearted humour, but it also explores a lot of depths of our belief systems, what they mean to us, how stable they are. I play a character who is very much about money, hard work, and that's the way to live. Money is happiness. So very kind of cocky guy, but
yeah,
it's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. So now you've had a sort of a fairly basic grounding on the Isle of Wight. You've chosen to go to uni to study what, performing arts?
It's acting.
Acting.
Yeah.
Okay, and where are you doing that? And can you also tell us what do you think it's taught you so far? You're still in your first year, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so tell us how it's going and what you've learned so far.
Yeah, well, I study at the Arts University in Bournemouth. And so what this course does is it looks very much at Stanislavski's system of acting,
Yeah.
Which is all about kind of truth. And to get to that point of truth, you have to really understand your character, their whole backstory, what they want, why they want it, and how they're going to get it.
Yeah.
Looking at both the technical skills vocally, you know, diaphragmic breathing, moving in different ways, different tensions,
yeah,
and methods towards characterization. So there's so much to it. Like, we've studied the fundamentals, we've studied script analysis, we're doing film acting at the moment, and such a difference between film and theatre. You know, I'm so used to doing theatre here on the island and at uni. I'm very big in my performance, and to be on film, like that first lesson I had film, I watched it back, I was like, wow, I'm so big, like there's so much more subtlety to it.
Yeah.
And for me, the biggest challenge with the film is trying to keep it, because it's all very internal, especially if the camera's right up close to you.
Yeah.
It's very much the eyes, you act with your eyes rather than your whole body.
Yeah.
And for me, it's hard to not do some kind of gesture or some kind of dramatic look as I say, yeah, a line. It's just,
yeah,
much more naturalistic.
Yeah. Okay, okay. And are you finding it tough because it's taking you to a different level now?
Yeah, much more tough, but much more rewarding,
yeah,
as well. My competence for acting, my skills have been much improved to the point where I can push the challenges further and further. And it's what one of my tutors calls the stretch zone. So you have your comfort zone, your stretch zone, and your panic zone. And it's about pushing into the stretch zone. And then the stretch zone becomes your comfort zone. And then what would have been the panic zone is your stretch zone.
Yeah.
That's how you improve.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's looking at deeper emotional levels in yourself, whether it's really improving your muscles in terms of your breathing and your speech.
Yeah.
All these different things. So, yeah, it's just about pushing the boat, really.
Yeah. So is it become completely new for you, the whole thing of acting? Is it actually you're starting all over again, learning it from scratch? Is that how it feels?
Yeah, well, here I felt like, kind of, you know, I'm quite talented and there's a lot of talented people on the island, but it's very small, so there might be a tendency to think, yeah, a little bit of complacency. You go to university and you're like, wow, I know nothing, look at all these talented people, and here I am pretending to be an actor kind of.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been very much a case of starting over again. And again, we do the unit called Acting Fundamentals, and it's like, wow, I couldn't act before. I mean, yeah, I didn't even know what acting was. I was just pretending.
Yeah. Now, just interrupting you. So people listening who, and there probably will be some, who are already acting, maybe on the Isle of Wight or elsewhere, amateur actors, like me, really. I've never had any formal training, yeah, as you can probably tell. But what if you had to pick out three things that said, those, if you do those three things, your level of performance as an actor will actor or actress will improve, what would they be?
Well, the key thing in terms of your technique is to relax your body, mind, vocals, everything, because any tension you carry will affect how you project. So you could have a brilliant character, a brilliant performance, but if you're tense in your shoulders, your thighs, anything, your voice will be trapped and you won't be able to get your emotional message towards your audience. So a key thing is relaxation.
Okay.
The second thing would be analysing the objectives of your character, because acting is doing, and when you're doing, you're trying to get something, so you need to know what your character wants.
Yeah.
So if your character wants money, maybe they'll blackmail someone. Maybe they will seduce someone. Maybe they'll just simply ask someone.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what they want, then all these lines become kind of blurred, pointless, just words.
Yeah.
It's about bringing, you know, you're obviously a playwright as well.
Yeah.
And it's about bringing those words to life through what does your character want.
Yeah.
A third thing.
Yeah, one more if you can. Is it in the breathing? Is that important too, or is that part of relaxing, really?
Breathing is part of relaxing, but it's more than that, because it's one thing to relax, it's another thing to relax and be engaged with your support system. So that's the ribs, the abdominals, the back area. You need to get the air deep into your,
yeah,
kind of breathing, yeah, apparatus in order to project fully. So yeah, breathing is another.
Okay. So they say that about singers, don't they? Yeah, the best singers are the ones who can have the confidence to take the huge breath and let it come from deep within.
Same
for actors?
Definitely. And we actually do some singing at the university, and it links very much in with your acting work as well.
So I won't ask you to give us a song.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Okay. And so how would you sum up the experience then? I presume you're meeting new people as well, non-Isle of Wight people, and presumably the hope is that through this networking and the contacts you build up over there that it will be a stepping stone to an acting career. And do you get actual help in towards the end of the course in making that step and going for auditions and all the rest of it?
Yeah, I believe, I mean, I'm obviously not in my third year, but we do lots of shows at the university and then we take it outside the university to theatres.
Yeah.
We do headshots, professional headshots. We do audition technique stuff and so yeah, they really help us in terms of, because obviously as an actor it's creative, but you also need to brand yourself.
Yeah.
And you're a product.
Yeah.
And the only person at the start of your career who believes in that product is you.
Yeah.
So you have to believe in yourself. So they kind of teach you the business skills and money management and things as well as just pure acting. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the reality of it, Peter? I mean, here on the Little Isle of Wight, I know lots of people, students who love acting, are fantastically talented like you are, and want to make a career of it. Not everybody is going to be able to do that, are they?
No.
What is it that drives you on? Because there must be part of you that thinks this is going to be really tough. There must be so much competition for every single part on every single show.
There is.
Can you sort of give us a feeling for how passionate you are about it and how confident you are as well that you'll make it?
Yeah. Well, it's the thing of, people always say to actors, like experienced actors always say, if anything else in your life will make you happy professionally, go and do that.
Mm.
Because if you're in acting to be rich, get out, because you're not going to be rich. To be famous, get out, you're probably not going to be famous. You'd be better off going down other pathways.
Yeah.
For me, I don't necessarily... I know I'm talented, but I'm not necessarily, yes, I will make it, that's it, it's dead in stone, because you never know. It's a case of, you've got to go for it in your life. You've just got to say, you know what, if you're passionate about something, you can do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I don't necessarily get all these acting jobs, say I go to audition after audition and I don't get them, I can make my own work.
Yeah.
There are ways. It's not about, for me, working for money. It's about creating work, whether it's a play, whether it's my own piece of theatre, whether it's whatever.
Yeah.
So that my passion comes from a place of just wanting to entertain an audience, make them feel something, and then make them think. I think great theatre is entertaining, visceral and thought-provoking.
Yeah.
So,
Well, that's good answers. And have you got, or did you ever have a sort of plan B? So that's a typical journalist question, this one. So if you weren't going to be an actor, what could you have been? What's the alternative career? Did you ever think about doing anything else?
I considered, still in the realm of performance, but for a few years I became obsessed with professional wrestling.
Did you?
Yeah. So I considered, like, becoming a professional wrestler.
Wow.
Little scrawny guy like me. Yeah, I could be a wrestler, why not? Kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, it might work for you, but it certainly wouldn't for me. I wouldn't last 2 minutes, would I? Look at me. That's interesting. Yeah, okay. So give us a shameless plug, because that's part of the reason people come on here. And that's why I do the show, really, is to give people the chance to promote what they're doing. As it happens, what you're promoting is what I'm doing as well. But
there we go.
Yeah. But we've got Wake coming up, haven't we?
We do. And it's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Definitely come see it if you haven't.
It's on at Key Arts Theatre, April 23rd, which is St. George's Day, so you can't forget that.
Yep, no excuse.
Yeah, I think it's about 7:30-ish start, doors about 7, there's a bar. And it's the last chance, probably, to see it on the Isle of Wight before tell us where it's going next, Peter.
Brighton Fringe Festival at the Purple Playhouse Theatre.
Yeah, well remembered.
See, business mind as well.
So, yeah, and it's really exciting time for Origins Theatre, and Peter is one of the key elements of Wake, and the reason it's gone so well is partly because Peter's been so good in it, with the rest of the cast, of course. Yeah. But we've gained the confidence, so it's a good example. I mean, like you've gained a lot of confidence through doing stuff, and I have as well, because I now feel like we can take Wake anywhere in the country, and I think we'll get a good reaction to it. So fingers crossed for Brighton Fringe in May and June. And so just looking beyond that finally, Peter, what else have you got coming up? So presume you've got lots of assignments to do at uni, lots of shows as well.
Yeah, lots of... Well, right now, like I said, we're in the film unit, so I have three films coming up.
Yeah.
And a film I'm directing as well.
Yes.
On top of Wake, so I'm a very busy person right now. People say Easter break, relax. No, there's no relaxation.
No.
There's no way necessarily for people to access those films, but
no,
they can look out on Facebook. Maybe I might be posting them if they want to look. Probably the best place.
Yeah, and are you going to have your own sort of website and Facebook presence as Peter Raftery the actor? One day,
probably towards third year. Yeah, yeah. So definitely look out for that.
Yeah. So remember the name, folks.
Hire me, please.
Yeah, Peter Raftery, and you heard it here first on Vectis Radio as well. Yeah, but it's great to see you again, Peter.
Yeah, it's lovely to see you.
Yeah, thanks very much for coming in.
No worries.
And all the best for everything you're doing.
Thank you.